The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Overfishing facilitated by new technologies is threatening the long-term survival of deep-sea fish populations. Many of the fish living in the depths of the ocean take 30 to 40 years to reach maturity and breed, so when too many of them are taken out, there's no way to replenish their population quickly. The harvest of deep-sea fishes is a lot like the harvest of old-growth timber, except we don't replant the fish. We have to depend on the fish to replenish themselves. And the habitat that used to provide them protection, the deep ocean, is now accessible to fishing because of new technologies. State-of-the-art GPS is now used to easily target schools of fish, and powerful ships can drag big nets hundreds of feet below the water's surface. The overfishing problem is compounded because most of the deep fish are in international waters where there are no set regulations for protection. Some of the most recognized fish at risk include orange roughy and Chilean sea bass. Older fish taken out of the water could cause the most damage to a colony's population because they've reached sexual maturity and are more likely to breed. So when you buy orange roughy at the store, you're probably purchasing a fillet from a fish that's as old as your mother.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.